Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The recreational marijuana industry in Massachusetts hits a major milestone this coming weekend as recreational sales of cannabis are legal starting on Sunday. But while you might be legally able to buy recreational pot at a pot shop, it'll be impossible to find one because so far there aren't any licensed. That is expected to change in the next few weeks or months. So, what's this new industry going to look like? What do users need to know? We asked you for your questions, and this morning, WBUR reporters Steve Brown and Ali Jarmaning have the answers.
So having and using recreational marijuana has been legal for a while, since December of 2016, but there hasn't been anywhere to legally buy it. Which brings me to the number one question we got, Steve. Where can I buy some weed?
Well, Ali, you're going to have to wait a little while longer. The Cannabis Control Commission, that's the regulating panel, has long said not to expect Massachusetts to look like Colorado on July 1st. And you know they're right. With just 6 days to go, no retail shops are licensed.
Okay, so on Sunday, is there anywhere I can go to buy marijuana?
Legally?
Yeah.
With or without a medical marijuana card?
Let's just say without.
Nope, not likely. As of right now, the commission has okayed the license application of just one business. They granted a provisional cultivator license for a grower in Milford, Syrah Naturals, but that's not a retail store. Now, Syrah does have some medical dispensaries, and they may seek some adult-use retail store licenses down the road. The 30 open registered medical dispensaries around the state are expected to apply for adult use retail licenses, and those are likely the first retail stores that will eventually open.
And we should say there are certain towns we might never see retail sales in. There are about 70 communities that have a ban on the books, and about 160 more cities and towns that have a moratorium of some sort in place. One listener, Joe Crinkley, had a question about those towns with restrictions. His town, Arlington, has a moratorium in place.
Will towns that ban cannabis businesses or enact moratoriums still receive tax dollars generated from sales of cannabis products within Massachusetts?
Well, yes, they will. They'll share in the statewide 17% sales and marijuana excise taxes that are generated from the sale of cannabis, because that money goes into the state's general fund, and all of the communities of the state benefit from that. Now, the communities that have enacted bans and moratoriums, like yours, Joe, of course, they won't get the optional local tax, which can be up to 3% for a marijuana-friendly town.
And those city and town positions could change. Most of those moratoriums expire at the end of the year. In fact, Joe's town of Arlington has a moratorium that expires at the end of the month. So we spoke to one of the Cannabis Control Commissioners, Shalene Title, and she said she thinks more towns will eventually come on board.
I do expect to see that once the first businesses are up and running and it becomes demystified and there's less of a stigma, I think that slowly the laws are going to change.
Steve, here's a question we got from a listener about who can purchase.
I'm Dave in Watertown, and my question is, what does the law say about possession and consumption for adults over 18 but under 21?
Good question, Dave. Let's let Commissioner Title answer that one.
So under state law, only adults over 21 may legally possess and purchase marijuana unless they're registered patients. Then individuals between 18 and 20 years old would face a civil penalty of up to $100, and they would need to complete a drug awareness program.
What about someone who lives in New Hampshire but works in Massachusetts? Can they stop by a pot shop on their commute home and buy cannabis?
Yeah, they can, but you might have a hard time finding someplace where you can legally consume the product you purchase. Now, if you take it home over the state line, that is illegal under federal law. And consuming it here in Massachusetts at a public place is illegal under state law. So if you live in New Hampshire and you have a friend who has a home in Massachusetts, you could legally consume it on your buddy's couch.
So we've had medical marijuana sales in Massachusetts for almost 3 years now. Anyone with a doctor's certification and a card from the state can go in and buy medical marijuana, no problem. And we got quite a few questions about how recreational sales will affect medical marijuana. WBUR's Martha Biebiger is going to dive into a lot of those questions tomorrow. But here's one today, Steve, regarding privacy. With the medical marijuana program, people have to register with the state, and every time you go into a dispensary to buy cannabis, it's tracked. Will recreational marijuana purchasers be recorded? reported in the same way?
No, cannabis businesses are not required, Allie, to capture any vital information other than to check your ID to make sure that the customer is 21, sort of like you do at a liquor store.
And it's probably going to be more like a cash-only liquor store since no banks have stepped up to service any retail marijuana shops.
That's right.
Okay, so I own my house, so I know I can smoke there, but what about a friend who, say, has roommates or a landlord who is not too keen on having people smoking there? Where can they use cannabis?
I think your friend might be out of luck. If you're a renter, your landlord can place restrictions on whether you can smoke in your home. Same goes for cigarettes. And also is the same for cigarettes. You can't use cannabis in a public place. Here's Commissioner Tytle again.
So it's important for people who are consuming adult use marijuana to know that they cannot legally smoke marijuana in a public place, they can't consume marijuana in a public place, and they can't legally smoke marijuana in a place where you are prohibited from smoking tobacco.
I had one friend who asked me about bringing a cannabis-infused brownie into a movie theater and snacking on it during the previews. Is that okay?
Let's set aside the movie theater policy of no outside food for just a moment. Eating that cannabis-infused brownie is public consumption of cannabis, and that's not allowed under the law.
And I remember some talk about cannabis cafes, kind of like bars for marijuana, and I think I've heard about cannabis yoga, cannabis massages.
Yeah, they call that social use, and it's been put on hold for a while. The Cannabis Control Commission won't pick up social use or home delivery until at least October of this year.
And we should add there's other ways to use cannabis other than smoking, which is probably the most obvious old school way most people think about getting high. There's vaping, where cannabis in the form of flower, oil, or wax is heated up into a vapor that's almost odorless. There's edibles, which have THC infused in them. And there's all sorts of pills and topical creams and tinctures that are really unobtrusive. So while we were with Commissioner Tytle, we asked her for some general advice, especially for those people who may not have gotten high in a long time.
I would recommend starting low. The benefit of vaping or smoking is that you can consciously adjust the amount that you're using because you'll feel it right away. So you can take one puff and then slow down, see how you feel, and then decide. If you want to take an edible, I would start at one serving, which has been designated as 5 milligrams, and give it 2 hours and see how you feel. And the next time you can take a little more if you want, but it's much better to start low than to accidentally take too much, not feel well.
And if you do happen to take too much, lay down, take a breath, relax, it will pass.
That sounds like good advice, Allie. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Allie Jarmanning.